Angie, you gave us a ring or contacted us during the week, and you got a really important fundraiser you're doing in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I do. Between Advancedown Hotel and the Elton John Tribute Band, we've put together a fundraiser for my beautiful friend Alicia. She is a mother of four beautiful children, each with their own special medical needs, and has done so much for everybody, and now she's fighting breast cancer, and we just want to pitch in with everybody's help and raise as much money as possible for her to be able to fight this, get through it, because she's going to, and help her children continue to live as normally as possible.
Absolutely. And Alicia, you're here. It's October. It's Breast Cancer Month. And, you know, you got beautiful friends like Angie, but can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what you're going through right now?
Well, it's been a bit of a shock, but I've always had all my checks done because breast cancer is in my family. So luckily I've got a very good GP who's always on my back and kept checking. And so, but it's still a shock at the end of the day to get a diagnosis. Yeah. So I've already had one operation, thinking that I'd just have that and then have radiation. And then after that, the results from that weren't great. So now I have to have a full mastectomy, which... even though I've had early detection, it's still, you know, still happening. It's quite daunting. Yeah, so that's where I'm at.
And you're a super mum, Ange told us about. Honestly, you are.
Yeah,
I am completely blown away, Alicia. Could you tell us about your beautiful children?
I've got four children. The eldest just turned 14, down to 8. Yeah, they've had their own issues along the way. They've all got quite... different medical needs and diagnoses. So we spend a lot of time in hospital and at doctor's appointments and therapies and all different things to make their life better. So we have a very busy household anyway.
Yeah, I bet you do. Four kids.
And unfortunately, you know, their dad passed away when they were really young as well, which makes it really hard. And now you're going through this and, you know, Angie and a whole group of your friends are putting on a fundraiser to try and raise as much money as they can, which is going to be a fantastic day.
And thank goodness for friends like Ange.
I actually, you know, over the last 8 years has been pretty tough since my husband passed away, and quite often you feel, you know, alone. But when something like this happens, it's like the community or the village comes out of the woodwork.
Well, they do. And Angie was saying too that you're the giver. You're the one that always helps everyone else. You're there for your kids. You're there for everyone else. Do you find it hard when everyone wants to help you? You struggle with that?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Yes. Angie approached me straight away and said, I want to help. And I was like, let's just see how this goes, you know. And then each stage was a little bit, you know, worse news. But she, behind the scenes, was already doing things. Yes, I'm very independent. I do everything myself and I don't really ask for help very often, but yeah.
But a little bit of extra money, how much would that mean?
Oh, a lot at the moment, yeah. Medical bills especially.
Yeah, we can imagine. Well, actually, your friend Angie, of course, is putting together a fundraiser to raise as much cash as possible, and we're going to hear about that and how you can be a part of it wherever you are on the Gold Coast.